Every year, families at the Kentucky State Fair flock to the Midway for fried food and thrills. But the company that provides the rides has a history of worker safety violations. Evan Heichelbeck of the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting talked to former employees who raised questions about safety at the state fair.
On the first day of this year's Kentucky State Fair, the Midway was up and running. The Ferris wheel was spinning, and roller coaster cars were shuttling along the track. But the Fireball ride was nowhere to be found. That's because last year, it had been running for just over an hour when something went wrong. The ride's operator, Dwayne Haywood, went underneath the Fireball's passenger loading platform to check it out. Within minutes, Haywood was pinned, the heavy deck of the amusement ride pushing his head toward his feet.
And the whole deck came crashing down on me and basically folding me in half and breaking my back in three places.
Luckily, three of Haywood's co-workers were able to lift the ride up just enough to save him from being crushed further. They were all employees of North American Midway Entertainment's All-Star Amusement, which provides rides and games to the fair. The company has a spotty record when it comes to worker safety. Haywood's injury was one of 19 reported last year by the company and one of 70 in the past 5 years, according to records provided by the state labor cabinet. The company runs mobile amusement rides in at least 7 states. The records don't say how many of those injuries happened in Kentucky. The state's current contract with North American Midway Entertainment began in 2015 and is up this October. State Fair spokesperson Ian Cox says the Fair Board has worked with the company for more than a decade. 70 injuries over the past 5 years? Cox said the Fair Board was not aware of that.
I believe when we have one reported incident made to the Fair Board, it's of concern and of interest in understanding what happened.
Chad Halsey was the chief ride inspector for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture for 16 years, and he oversaw inspections of the company's rides during that time.
I dealt with them numerous years and never had no problems.
But now, Halsey speaks for North American Midway Entertainment. He recently took a job to be their national safety director. He was not with the state or the company when Haywood was injured, but said the growing number of injuries to workers is something he's concerned about.
Yes, and I'll be honest, that's one reason I was hired, because of our workers' comp insurance. That's something I'm trying to get down. That's my main goal.
The amusement ride company was initially fined $7,000 by Kentucky's OSHA program for 3 serious violations after Haywood's injury last summer. State OSHA inspectors found the company had deficient procedures for its machines and that employees were given inadequate training. The company contested the violations. But Haywood says training is not just inadequate. It's a foreign concept to employees at the company he refers to as NAME.
Training, what's that? NAME doesn't have anything like training.
KYCIR also spoke to 2 other former employees who say they were trained informally by coworkers. Here's one of them, Martin Faree.
We just went with the flow, like the previous guys showed us what to do, and then we did it.
Ken Martin is a safety analyst and consultant for the amusement ride industry. He says training does not appear to be a priority for many companies.
That is not uncommon in the industry because, you know, training takes time, costs money.
So we asked the company's new safety director, Chad Halsey.
Was there a lack of training when you got there?
That's one reason they hired me to come in and do all their training and get everything back where it needs to be. But they are big on safety.
Linda Frank, North American Midway Entertainment's corporate marketing director, said in an emailed statement that the company is proud of its safety procedures that are, quote, the most comprehensive in the industry. As for Haywood, he won't be at the state fair this year. He's home in South Africa. He says he still suffers from extreme back pain. He can't stand up for very long, or ride his motorbike, or go fishing.
My life has come to a complete halt.
The accident has also impacted Haywood's mental health.
Besides it's being physical, depressing and stress-wise and not being able to look after your family, it's so much.
North American Midway Entertainment's contract with the State Fair is up this fall. A spokesperson said the company expects to sign a new contract. Meanwhile, Haywood says he's waiting for his workers' compensation settlement from Kentucky. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Evan Heichelbeck.